Sturm Center.
Here is Sturm.
All right, tomorrow, remind us to talk about the compound. Or the compound.
Hell yeah, it's back.
We haven't really even mentioned that today, and that's probably not good backselling of a massive station announcement.
Our first big thing back. And you know what? I'm glad it's that. Right?
Put it on the list for tomorrow. I am too.
Okay.
We'll talk it up.
All right.
Okay, there's very few things at this station that I love more than Laughing Jub.
Oh, God.
There are some Laughing Jub moments through the years involving the Gorilla Channel and Jer and, I mean, so many. But boy, we had a good one on the station earlier this week when the Normandy invasion. We're talking about a Mr. Ed episode with the Dodgers.
God, dude. Mr. Ed.
He's fascinated with that show.
That got Jub tickled, and therefore I was cheering, and I want to waste Sturm. I don't want to waste Sturm Center. I want to use Sturm Center wisely with 4 minutes of gold. Here it is.
It all builds up to when Wilbur and Mr. Ed both go to Dodger Stadium during practice.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Ed, Bob, is a sitcom from the early 60s.
Yeah.
I don't know if a lot of people even know what we're talking about here.
It's about a talking horse.
Yes, a talking horse who can only talk to his owner, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like he's the only one that understands.
I think that's right. But Mr. Ed can also do other things other than normal horse things.
Yeah.
And after they talk about this, I really want to see this episode. Here we go.
And Mr. Ed both go to Dodger Stadium during practice, and there's a moment that George Dunham has been telling me and us about for weeks. And, George, why don't you describe what happens?
Okay, well, they go there, and of course Mr. Ed can't talk to Leo DeRocher. He has to move his lips, and Wilbur can read lips, so...
I question that lip reading, by the way.
He's telling him, you know, different things that are wrong with different hitters and whatnot. And then all of a sudden, the next thing you know, Mr. Ed is in the batting cage. He's got a bat in his mouth. And Leo DeRocher comes over and goes, "What's going on over here?" And he drops the bat. And he says, "Oh, you know, he came over here and grabbed the bat." And he said, "Oh, well, it'd make for a good publicity shot." And he asked Wilbur, is it okay if Andy Koufax pitches to him?
Hey, take it easy, Koufax. Just an easy one. Lob it up there to Mr.
Andy. Sandy Koufax.
And then we get the most amazing. Okay, isn't that pretty impressive that they give the horse to put a bat in his mouth?
I probably thought it was a large carrot.
No, it was a bat. And that was the thing. 8-year-old Jubb's watching that going, "This is the greatest thing ever. This horse is playing baseball." And then, of course, you know, it's a lot of editing to make it look like the bat really did hit it. And then the best thing about it to me is after he gets the hit off the Sandy Koufax, "Have you ever seen a batter get out of the box quicker than Mr. Ed?" He revolved down the first baseline.
That's so peak Georgie.
Oh, and then he kind of hangs around first base like he doesn't know, and then he really takes off. But then once he gets...
Yeah, he sees the left fielder had trouble with
it. He sees him
bobble. He's going to let him get out
now. So he gets around...
That's around second base.
So, Georgie, explain what happens when he gets around third.
So now he's around third, and of course, you know, there's quite a commotion at practice, so Wilbur says it's going to be a close play at the plate, so he says, "Slide, Ed, slide." And that horse, about halfway down the third base, gets into a slide. And you know he's safe because they show a close-up of his hoof touching the plate. The catcher, I can't believe that the horse is running at him, so he jumps on top of the backstop.
This is such peak Georgie. Talking animal humor, sports, and props.
It's an inside the park homer for Mr. Ed. You had to laugh at that. That a horse getting out of the box after hitting the left field wall, that's got to be funny to anybody, right?
Okay, Okay, that was, of course, the highlight of the episode. The catcher jumping up because he's so scared.
He just flies up and sticks to the underside of the batting cage.
That was funny.
12 feet in the air.
His eyes wide open.
It was a cartoon. That show was a cartoon. It was like the Munsters. It was just... It was ridiculous, and yeah, some of the jokes don't hold up, and the banter back and forth was really generic talk from the 1960s, but man, some of that stuff, I showed to my kids when they were growing up, they wet their pants, they were laughing so hard, but some of those Mr. Ed episodes.
Something that's also underrated in that episode that made me laugh, because the next scene... As they win the game, Mr. Ed is reading the newspaper with the biggest horse glasses you'll ever see.
He's going to put his readers on, read the newspaper.
Now that made me laugh out loud.
How do you get a horse to wear glasses and act like he's reading the newspaper? Somehow those producers did that. That is amazing. In some ways, that really is the most amazing television show ever.
Mr. Ed.
And there you go.
George is just flat out jolly.
I hated that show as a kid.
Oh, I didn't watch it much.
No. Like, it was on, you're like, oh, God, I guess I'll fight through Mr.
To
Ed.
To get to Green Acres?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But isn't George just the jolly man?
Oh, he is.
He's amazing.
Then there's people that, like, George loves to laugh. And then there's people like Gen X Davey that you don't think you're funny because he never laughs at anything.
Right.
Unless he's hammered.
Right.
You know, he's really hard. Davey is impossible to crack up.
He is. But George will laugh at anything.
Oh, he's the best.
Yeah.
So incredible. And that's Sturm Center.
There you go. Thank you, Sturm.
Sturm Center.
652 here on The Ticket. The Ticket Center.